This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. For the first time in 5 years, former Massachusetts House Speaker Sal DeMasi will spend Thanksgiving at home with his family and not in a federal prison. DeMasi is serving time for corruption. Today, a U.S. District Court judge in Boston granted DeMasi a compassionate release because of DeMasi's poor health. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh worked with DeMasi when he was a state rep. He applauded the decision.
Hopefully, when Sal gets back, he can get some of the medical treatment that he needs. He's very fortunate to come back to a city that has the best medical facilities in the world here, and hopefully they'll be able to help him.
WBUR senior reporter David Boeri is with us now from the federal courthouse in Boston with more on the decision. What did the judge say, David, about the reasons for approving the government's motion to release DeMasi?
The key line, Lisa, is that he's ruling that extraordinary and compelling reasons warrant the reduction of DeMasi's sentence to 5 years of an 8-year prison sentence, those 5 that he's already served. And the reason for that is a significant one, and it's a debilitating problem that he has swallowing. It's because he was treated for throat and prostate cancer, but it was the treatment for throat cancer, the radiation treatment that had caused damage to his esophagus. And there's this narrowing of his throat so that whenever he swallows food, or he has trouble often choking or actually inhaling the food, and he even needs a special diet.
Mr. DeMasi, though, is considered cancer-free right now. He's not terminally ill. Is that correct?
That's correct. And there's been some misunderstanding that he's being released because he's terminal. He's not. That's one more frequent reason why prisoners do get early and compassionate release, but it's not the case in his case.
David, when Judge Mark Wolf ordered that DeMasi be released, he issued specific conditions. What are they?
Wolf has ordered that DeMasi be released from the federal prison in North Carolina next Tuesday, that's the 22nd, at 10 a.m., and he's going to be turned over to the custody of his wife. They'll return directly to his home in Massachusetts, where the judge has ordered that DeMasi be confined for the next 6 months. After 3 months, though, the judge says, he will consider turning the home confinement into a curfew instead.
It's been a complicated process for the former speaker. You have been reporting that it's actually been relatively easy compared to what most inmates experience when they're requesting a release for health reasons. How so?
He's been petitioning for release for months, and in that he was consistently denied, which is true of most prisoners who petition. The Bureau of Prisons has come under criticism, including by Human Rights Watch, for its stinginess at granting early release or compassionate release. It rarely gives it, and no different with DeMasi until recently, until this year. And the reason Sal DeMasi, in fact, has gotten this petition favorably accepted is that the U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz went to the Bureau of Prisons and advocated for them to take another look at DeMasi's petition and his condition.
The request for Sal DeMasi to be released, to have this compassionate release, was made about a month ago. What was Mark Wolf, the judge, considering in the process? What was he weighing?
His concern was that DeMasi, after all, had been convicted of corruption. And somebody who's convicted of corruption, which is an important issue with Wolf, should be serving time. Wolf did not want anyone to get the message that DeMasi was getting favorable treatment. He suspected it. He held a hearing. He determined, no, I don't think he was. I am going forward, and I agree with this, and it needs to be done. And I'm just hoping that, in fact, this is not about favoritism, but it's rather a more humane administration by the Bureau of Prisons, which should be shown to all inmates, not just someone who was a former Speaker of the House of Massachusetts.
WBUR senior reporter David Boeri, thank you.
You're welcome.